You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Logan Avram at the end of Tofrek Tzadik. Logan Avram brings with a shlaw b'shem the Marshal, maybe Rabbi Marshal. We didn't start it like this. We have a few mitzvahs on Purim. We all know Megillah. Gemara says, Sudas Purim, Sha'achal Balak. There's an Indian of Sudas Purim, right? Gemara brings a Megillah, but you have to eat Sudas Purim. And it's not clear where it's from, but Niskar and Vinasim, that says over there, Mishta V'Simcha. So the Magen Avraham brings in Tov Reis Tzadik Hei, which is right here. Oyma Alanisa, it says in Shulchan Aruch, well, Oyma Alanisa, the biggest of Mazen, and so forth, right? In his Chasudos, the Yayim, Mashmalai, that's a Din Yisrael Alanisa. Zokto ve'im shachach alanisim bebikas amazim machzir enoisai. Go back. Nobody fall asleep. It's not the din. The lo sagi the lo, because you have to eat. Marshlom marshal b'shem we call it matamaisha. Okay, that's okay, what is that based on? Gemara brachas. Gemara brachas says if you don't mind the Gemara Shabbos also. Okay? Marim Brachas and Daf Memtes says like this. I'm sorry, I landed Friday. I just didn't realize everybody there is can come stuck. Stuck. Was there any news tonight? No, I'm saying, but as far as
people were killed.
People were killed. Sure. How many? All right, the Gemara says like this, that the Memtes on the Beis of Marim Brachas, Tov Elo Hisk, Amar Rab Nachman, Amar Rab Idi Baravan, Amar Rab Amram, Amar Rab Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Tov Elo Hisk, Shur Rish Chaydash, Betfila, Machzir Nais. If you don't say Yalav Yalvoy on Rish Chaydash, in Davening, you have to go back. The Bikas Amazin ain't Machzir Nais. The Bikas Amazin, you don't have to go back. Oh, no, Ma'ariv is different. Yalav Yalvoy. Yeah, so he's right. No. Tefila, first Tefila. Right, so that's a different Gemara, right? The Bikas Amazin ain't Machzir Nais. Amalei Rav Abba and Rav Abba, Maish no Tefila, Maish no Bikas. Why do you go back for Tefila? Why do you not go back for Bikas Amazin? After the Dikoshuli, I had the same Kasha. Shehil Tehler of Nachman, I asked him. I didn't hear a reason. Let's try to figure it out. Right? So he said, Tfila, the choyvehi. Tfila, that's a choyve. You have to daven. Rishkredish, you have to daven. And since you have to daven with a yalaviyavi. And since you didn't say yalaviyavi, you have to go back. Okay? Because mezoina, the iboy ochel, iboil ochel. The person has a choice. He doesn't have to eat. Once you eat, you have to bench. And once you bench, you have to say Yalavi Yovai. But you're not mechuyev to eat. And since you're not mechuyev to eat, you're not mechuyev to have a bikkas amazon of Yalavi Yovai. In other words, Agam, you have to say Yalavi Yovai, but it's only ma'akav when you're mechuyev to bring about that Yalavi Yovai. Let's first finish the Gemara. Let's do Taisus first. Fact, Taisus, him, Taima. How can you tell me you don't have to eat on Rosh Chodesh? It says it's a yom, you know, a lot of fairs. You have to eat bread. In other words, on Rosh Chodesh, one is not mechuyev to eat bread. One is mechuyev to eat or can't fast, but he's not mechuyev to eat bread. Sheichayvo bebekas of Muslim. Ava biyomtev lechol pas, which is the next Gemara. So the Gemara asks like this. He says, "Imke el ma'ata kabosis v'yomim tovim the lo sagi the lo achol." It's not sufficient. It's not enough that you don't eat. You have to eat bread on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, now you have to go back. Amalei in You're correct. Amar Rav Shiloh, Amar Rav, Tor Choyzel Reish. You're right. If you forget Yalav Yov in benching on Yom Tov, if you forget Ritzei on Shabbos, you have to go back. Now, Lamaisa, we paskin just the halacha that Yom Tov means all Yomim Tovim. The only one that's a shtickle sofik is Rosh Hashanah. Maybe Rosh Hashanah by night, maybe even by day, because there are shitas that you can fast on Rosh Hashanah. But we hold on. Not there are shitas, Taisis, and other Rishonim, that when the Gemara says Yom Tov, it means specifically Pesach and Sukkot, because in the midst of Matzah and Sukkot, the night of Nak. But the Lelecha, it means all Yom Tov. So basically, what you had out of this Gemara is that wherever you have to eat a Suda, if anything, from this Gemara, we learn out that there's a chiv to eat Suda. Nowhere does the Gemara ever say there's a chiv to eat Suda on Yom Tov. Shabbos, the Gemara says, you mechuv to eat Lechem Mishnah, Shalosh Sudas, because you learn out from the Mon. Yom Tov, it doesn't say anywhere. You have to know where it comes from. Kivega, basically, which is what Rashba says, it's the din oineg. Oineg means you have to eat bread. In other words, oineg is not enough to say, oh, I enjoy a good herring with crackers. Very good. But that's not enough. The Chazal said, oineg means bread. Okay, whatever. But from this Gemara, without this Gemara, we really don't have a place where you see that there's something called Sudas Yom Tov. That's a different halach. 14 Sudas by Pesach is because there's a chi, according to one man, the Amar, we don't pass that way. And even there, it doesn't mean the Gemara comes out, that's a bread. A good point. But a kuponim, what do you see from this Gemara? That any time there's a chiv to eat, meaning a suda, then it's ma'akav, the story you say, you would say, yalav yalav, is ma'akav. For Shchaydash, you don't have to eat bread. There's an inyan to eat suda, right? It's one of the mitzvahs we are very ma'adar, many of us, right? But, right, so Shulchan Aruch in Torah, it says, mitzvah laharbais ba'oichlin. It's a mitzvah to be harbais ba'oichlin b'Rosh Chaydash. But Chassidim say, mitzvah laharbais ba'oichlin, Oichlin can mean food, you know, it can mean eaters, oichlin, those who eat. So they get together, talk a nice thing. At the beginning, I'm not sure, but I remember in my Shras time, used to have Rosh Chodesh Suda with the Bachum. There's tapes of it we speak. It's beautiful things. The mitzvah harbis b'oichlin, but there is, but you don't have to eat bread. Technically, a person, as long as he doesn't fast. Okay. So Mary led a shlah, took out from this, the marshal took out, more correctly, the marshal, was his Talmud, he took out from here that since you have to eat a Suda on Purim, therefore, if you forget on Nisan, you have to go back. That's what he says. Now, it is a Kiddush that, where does it say you have to eat a Suda? It says maybe you have to eat, right? The Gemara Megillah talks about Suda's proper. Doesn't mean you have to eat bread. He's assuming that you do have to eat bread. It's not clear where that comes from, but that's not the point of the shir. We're accepting that there's a chiv to eat bread. Okay, and what's the answer? Makes sense. That's what the Maharshal says. Comes along the Magen Avraham, who quotes this, and he says, Tzorach, mekom makom dvarav tzach iyan. Why? Let's learn. He quotes our halacha, which is a Gemara. The Magen Avraham's derech is to quote the halacha, but it's referring to Gemara. Okay. The Gemara on Chof Dalet in Shabbos, excuse me, Gemara says like this: Yomim Yesh Ben Korban Musaf. On days that there's month, Rosh Chodesh, Chol Hamoed, Arvis, Shachris, Mincha, Yedavin, Va'omer Me'ena Ma'ira, V'mlo Omar. If you didn't say it, Machzir Neis. Right? And of course, Rishonim say it doesn't mean Ma'ariv, like Rabashi pointed out. We'll leave that. That's not. But that's. So in other words, you go back if you forget. Yomim she'ein behem karbon musaf, like they used to have certain sheni chamishi, the mamadas, whatever it is. So in those days, the tiniest mamadas, you don't go back. And the Gemara talks about Chanukah over here. In other words, days that you don't have a karbon musaf, even though you have to say me'enam or now let's take Purim. Purim is a yom she'ein behem musaf, and since it's ein behem musaf, you don't have to go back if you forget Al Nisim, and that's the halacha, right? If you open up a Shulchan Aruch. Tfila. Let's take a look. Tofresh Tzad Gimel. Oima Lenisim Belaila Biyoin. Right? And it says, the Imlo Amrei, Ein Machzir in Isra. Okay? Rama brings it down. It's in a wider Machabah, didn't bring it down, but that's the din. So it comes out that in Tfilah, you don't have to go back. Zichu Mechuyif to Daven, there's no way how to get out of davening. In fact, the Magen Avraham, you don't have to go back. Cold screen because some Muslim. You don't have to go back for tefillah, which you mechuyev to do. Because what do you mean? Cold screen because some Muslim. Because sometimes you see in because some Muslim, there's no din to go back like in Rosh Chodesh. But he says tefillah, you always have to go back, and yet on Purim you don't have to go back. Hanukkah, you don't have to go back. So that's why he says you don't have to go back if you ate breakfast. But Koponami Pashtus, he says, he argues. That's his question. So Pesach and Gemara Zvachim. Okay, that's the kasha. So what we want to do is for and tefillah. We'll go ahead and say a little more. Good. Oh, I said, why tefillah don't you have to? How do you understand? Just say the words you said before. It's not b'choyves hayayim. That's basically really what Babashi's saying is that tefillah is a chiyuv, but has nothing to do with because of Purim. Rashi seems to be learning because a yom she'ein b'musaf, it's not such a chash of a day, it's not a din of the day itself, right? And therefore you don't have to go back. But we can explain a little more that that means. But first, we go into Gemara in Zvachim. Right? Everybody knows there's a din called Tadir She'ena Tadir Tadir Koidim. Now, where does that come from? Prabanus, right? The Gemara learns off from Pesukim. The Mishnah learns off from Pesukim. As far as Kabanus, you have one carbon that's more frequent, right? It has to be done more frequently. So it comes before another carbon. Right, kol chatos v'tar koydmas hashomas. The mission goes through that. So the din is there's such a klal of tada she'ena tada. Another din says in the Mishnah is you have two karbanis and they're equal as far as tadiris, but one is more mekudish. One you eat only in the kachay and it's kachay kadoshim. Otherwise, kachim kalim. I have something whatever chazal. So now you have a din kolam akudish mechaveru. That's what the Mishnah says, like this. It says kolam akudish mechaveru koydim lechaveru. Right? You have a klal tada she'ena tada tada koydim tada v'she mekudish v'ena mekudish mekudish koydim. That's what mekudish koydim. I'll give you an example. Well, let's first do the Gemara and we'll see interesting halacha that maybe comes out of it. Not really. Ibailahu, plans the Gemara Shaila. Tode umakudish, ezeman koidim. What if you have both? One is, you have two karbanas, kagoin dam oilus tomid, vadam chatis oimdim. You have to spread zed todir, right? The oilus tomid is todir. Chatis is more makudish. Bezem makudish, right? I mean, dam chatis koidim, dam oil, but here's Oilus Tomit. Now, Parshat Pshat right now, we'll learn, it's not the gear right now, but just to know, Tadah doesn't mean it happens to have come out all the time. Tadah means there's a sequence that it comes out. It has to be. In other words, we know that the Seder of the Yom of who we are, you have to bring it. Tomit is a Tadah because you have to bring it every day to Tmidin, right? Okay, so now that's the Gemara Shaila, okay? So before we go into the Gemara, where does this come up? For instance, today's okay. Right, Nemtes, really? Interesting. See that? Very good. So I'm surprised you already did the daf. That means okay. Very good. Right, Nemtes is the sugya. So Akoponim, very good. So that's interesting. So not like this. Let's do an interesting. Machlokes. The din is the Gemara says in Pesachim Brachas that when you make Kiddush, you make Bar Pri Gofen, and Asher Kiddushanu, they talk about Shabbos. So there's Machlokes, Beshame, Beisil, which you do first? You do Bar Pri Gofen like we do And then you make Kiddush, but opposite. Well, mm-hmm. besides Akhenaz, no, Stam, yeah. You do, so, Gemara says, why does Beis Shammai do first Kiddush, Bar Pirgof? Because Bar Pirgof is taught there. You have it during the day, and Kiddush is only at night. Kiddush, that type of Kiddush. So it's Tadav Shein Tadav. So Ketzlach, we all know, the Mogen Avraham says that when you daven in shul, your yoitza already Kiddush and davening. That's a Mogen Avraham Shita. That Mishbur has questions on that, but that's accepted. Let's accept that. Mogen Avraham says yoitza and Kiddush. So when you come home, you're making Kiddush Durabanan. So it's two Durabanans, Bar Pri Yagofen and Kiddush. So this is Todeh, Zayna Todeh. Masha and King, your wife, who probably didn't daven, and she's having Kiddush Durais, so the Bar Pri Yagofen, according to most Rishayim, is Durabanan, meaning drinking wine is Durabanan. The other one is Duraisa, Zichamor Mekudesh. Tzach Taka wants to say that if your wife's making Kiddush alone, your daughter's alone, and she's making Kiddush, she should make first Kiddush and then Bar Pri Yagofen. That's more Mekudesh. The Raisa should be before the Rabbanan. The Shagasaye, who did not see the Tzlachi, he sees Neid Behuda, Shagasaye argues on this. He says why. Shagasaye says, let's say a person's about to put on tefillin, right? And now he wants to clean his glasses. He should see. The brach is nice. He wants to clean his glasses. Would you say that's also to do because this is Tadr and this ain't a Tadr? Of course not. Because Tadr Shein Tadr means when you're doing two mitzvahs, it's a bizayin to do the ain't Tadr. But this time you want to scratch your face. You want to go ahead and fix your tie before you put on your tefillin. You want to make sure your jacket is nice, you know, clean. That you're allowed to do. A reshus you're allowed to do. Din of Tadr Shein Tadr is two mitzvahs. He said, a Durabanan always blibes a reshus. That's what he says. Okay, but that's, I just want to bring out the point, what's called Mekudesh. All right, so the Gemara's child is Mekudesh and Kush. Now, where does this come up nowadays? Not over here, but Bachur maybe. You come to Shul, and you want to down, you know, stir up the Musaf already. Okay, hopefully that doesn't happen to you. I remember once Mr. Wallowitz, made a Shevrach, you know, Shabbos, and they put the Siddurim all the way in the front. I said, you can't do that. Not in a hotel. Anybody that's late has to come up front to get a Siddur. That's not, I mean, that's the most embarrassing thing. Put the Siddur in the back. But anyway, Kuponim, you come, and now, if you'll daven with a minyan, Musaf, Mekudesh, daven a minyan. You can daven Shachus, which is more taught there. So then, Todeh. So is it Todeh or Mekudesh? The Shaila is in Be'er Yitzchak over Bitzchak Chanan, and Rabbi Feinstein has this Shaila. What should you do? Okay, we're not going to tell you what to do. You look up the Gemara and see what the halacha is. But the Gemara is like this: is Todeh first because it's Todeh? Is it because is Musa first? I'm sorry. Is Mekudesh first because it's Mekudesh? So Gemara says like this: I'll bring you a proof. What? That on Shabbos, you bring the Tmidin before the Musaf. Right? Tmidin you bring every day. Todeh Shein Todeh. Musaf, you bring is Shabbos Dika Karban. It's a Shabbos Dika Karban, Memela Wat. It's Mumma Kudesh. That's what Gemara says. He says, Tmidin Kai de Musaf and Afal Gav de Musaf and Kedisha, even though it's more Kodesh, right? Musav and Shem, Rashi says, Shem Shabbos Aleyen. Shem Baim Choyvela. But me and Baim Af Bechoyel, they come out even in the middle of the day. So, the Gemara, Mary Dick and Yuchedish. Otu Shabbos the Musav and Ahane, let me then lo Hanane. In other words, the Kedush of Shabbos is, and the Gemara says, Rosh Chedesh too, but we just have to use this line. The Kedush of Shabbos not only makes Musaf, carbon Musaf Kodesh, but every that's on Shabbos, there's a carbon Tamid. That Tamid is not a Wednesday, Thursday carbon that happens to fall out on Saturday. It's Shabbos Dikar Tamid. So, Memela, it's Todeh Umekodesh. The Gemara says the day itself is Kedusha. In other words, we know that there's such a thing as Kedusha. The Kedusha changes. In fact, I once heard Rav Hutna saying in my mercy, he was saying over that there were Yidden that when it came to do a chesed, they wait till Shabbos, so it should have more Kedusha to it. And I thought it sounded a little, because that's a little different, you know, doing a chesed than something that has to be done. But I saw that a sefer from the Prima Gordon, it's called Scharin Shul Mitzvah, he says that. So the person has a choice, and he can do mitzvah on Shabbos. You know, he has to do mitzvah. He has to talk to an almana. He has to visit her on Shabbos. First of all, when I was in Eretz Yisrael now, so one of my granddaughters goes to Gan and has a picture of Reb Shlomo Zalman. And I wasn't there, but my daughter told me, what is this? In this house, so Reb Shlomo Zalman lived there? So I knew he lived somewhere else. And he pointed out to me. He says, no, he doesn't live there. Balamana lived there. And her husband was a Talmud Chacham. And Reb Shlomo Zalman went there every day after his husband was nifta and learned there a few hours. He had to learn. He would learn there. So she'd always feel that, he says, and he always learned with a coat. I said, why? Because he didn't want it to cause to her any heating. Because in Yerushalayim, you know, it's, the old houses are cold. And she would put a heater on. And he said, no, I'm wearing a coat. I feel fine. It was an unbelievable story. One thing. But I could upon him, who's Reuven and Sonny? Who else is there? I said you were Nelson. I tell you of a story. This Yid told me also. It's Kedai to hear the story. This Yid told me he saw it. He saw this Rav Shlomo Zalman in the corner. This Yid lives right around the block. Where he stays, around the block from Rav Shlomo Zalman. And he sees a Yid, really, you know, Preston looking type, not, you know, dressed nutsy, but not, you know, not nice, you know. And he's talking to Shlomo Zalman. And Shlomo Zalman's listening in the street. So he's like, so he goes over and says, what's Mash Shaykh Shulcha? Zakena Zah? And he's solo mitzvah gedola. The middle solo mitzvah. I do mitzvahs for him. So what do you mean? The guy's a total fryer guy. So he tells him, I took him once, I'm a taxi driver, and he once took me. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Kedarka says, did you ever go to yeshiva? He says, Kshayiti yalad katan gan, kindergarten, I liked the gan dati, who knows what that means, religious. So he says, do you remember any story? He says, I mean, there's a Adam, v'chava, and he starts saying, Rav Shlomo Zalman is listening to the story. So beautiful. He says, you know what? Every week, I'm a manager of whatever they call them, in a certain place in Beit Vagan, which we give Shiva's Kaltera the Shikon. Biyom Shlishi, let's say, I have to go there. You'll be my driver, but I want you to tell me the story every week. Guys, there's a long guy, Shashavti. It's a Kukach Mitzvah. So I kaniti latzmi sefer the Sipurei Chazal, the Shabbos. And he learned it by Shulchan, learned it by Yeladim, and then I say to him, "Who kokach nenemes?" And he says, "You don't know what I'm." This person is so nenefable. So today was a little long. Rav Shlomo Zalman got out, and he says, "There's more to the story, you know." He says, "Yeah, really? Well, Gemara? Is it Gemara?" No, he's telling him. So he says, "And you're saying this, you know, what kind of mitzvah?" So I said that. We don't know what happened to the guy, but I tell you one thing. Mistoma will see the outcome of such a story one generation, two generations later. It's a Mary Dikazal. It's from the Zalman. Anyway, like this, you hear? So what the Gemara is saying is a Mary Dikachidish. That the Kedusha of Shabbos or anything which is called, like the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh, the same thing. Rosh Chodesh is a day of Kedusha. And since it's a day of Kedusha, the carbon takes on Tmidin of Rosh Chodesh. Oh. What it is what Rabashi is really saying. He's saying like this. Days like Hanukkah, that there's no Kedusha, Purim. No Kedusha in that sense. Right? Whether it's Kedusha, whatever it is. There's no Karban Musaf. No Karban Musaf means the day is not a day of Kodesh. So eating, you have to eat. But the tefillah is not a tefillah of Purim. It's a tefillah after Dama, because it's Tuesday this year, Wednesday in Eretz Yisrael. And once you're davening, you have to say, in other words. And Rosh Chodesh, when you daven, it's a Rosh Chodesh dika davening. There's a Kedusha to like the Gemara says, to the Tmidim. So there's a Kedusha to the Tfilas Shachris. Eilus, the part of the din of the day, you have to go back. Sudi don't have because no chitit suda. Masha ain't came Purim, it works the opposite. The chiyav is tita suda. Davening, it's a separate davening. And then, therefore, you don't have to go back. That'll answer the Magen Avraham Kasha. With that, we understand halacha like this. There's machlokes the tour with his brother in Hilchas, Bekas or Mazel. The din is you go back on Shabbos, like I said, good thing. But if you forget on Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. What happens if you forget on Rosh Chodesh Shabbos? So the Torah's brother says, you have to go back for Yalva Yalva, because that day you have to eat. That day you have to eat. You have to eat. And the Torah says, no, but you don't have to eat because of Rosh Chodesh, you have to eat because of Shabbos. So they ask on the Torah, and that's how we pass it, right? They ask on the Torah, 1 second. How come on a regular Shabbos, right, the din is that you go back, well, let's say Rosh Chodesh, you go back. That you have to daven, even though the davening is not because of Rosh Chodesh, because you have to Rosh Chodesh, when was it last week? Wednesday, 2 weeks ago. It was on Wednesday. You have to daven because it's Wednesday. And you go back, even though it's not because of davening, it's not because of Rosh Chodesh. The answer is Rosh Chodesh. It's a Rosh Chodesh davening. That's Kedusha. Masha Enkein, the Suda on Rosh Chodesh, right? The Suda on Rosh Chodesh. You can't say that Suda is coming because there's no Suda. There is no Suda. Davening, you have to daven. And that davening is a Rosh Chodesh Dika davening. Masha Enkein, the Suda of Rosh Chodesh is not a Suda of Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, you don't have to go back. So we have, but the halacha is we don't have to go back. But the Magen, you look at the Mishnah Berurah, I get a chance to look at it. Of Shaul, yeah. Okay. So if you look at the redactive point, you listen to Rav Torah, but the redact says over there that it was a minik called them to make 2 days. It's a minik to get together. In Yerushalayim, other young people make such things. I'll tell you one thing. It looks like the couples that go to Eretz Yisrael have that minik too. And you see Sam's bagels, they're all in there. I'm sure this.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.